Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You never see anything like it, man.
All right. Welcome. Yeah, be careful what
yeah.
you say on commercial.
Nice cars.
Yes. All right, we are broadcasting live from the brand new Kingside Diner, which is overlooking Shaw Park. And I got to believe, I mean, there's some great diners in town. In terms of an atmosphere and ambiance, there can't be anything better than this, man.
This is one of the best ones, I'll tell you that right now. If you want a view, you want windows, you want sunlight, you want natural light coming into a restaurant where you feel good about yourself when you sit down for breakfast, this is where you want to be. I feel like I've been here before.
If you want me, this is where you come to. Breakfast is
please.
Second.
I don't
if
know,
you
that's
want
maybe
me,
not an
endorsement
no.
this
for the
is
place.
Where you come to.
And nobody's coming.
You want
coming.
Some color, you
nobody's
want to come
coming.
Here, baby. Mm.
Chef is here, so we know the food's going to be
guy,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you?
Chef, how are you, sir? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's going to be open late night. I could picture tuna coming in here late.
Yeah, I like this. I'm making, well.
Okay,
like,
but here's
I'm
the thing with Charlie that you don't
you
understand. Because
no,
this is
same
what people don't.
Lines.
He tries to portray a certain image on this show.
I don't have to portray
but
a certain image.
There,
I have an
there
image.
There have been so many
I
times
have an image.
When he said he's going to be out.
Late.
And I happen to be out. It's like 9 o'clock, maybe 9:30, and he's at home. He's
but
not
really,
out.
Really, I'm not home. I'm somewhere else.
Oh, really?
I'm at home.
I
start out, see, today I'll start out about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then about 9 o'clock, I'm done, man.
Yeah,
now, Chuck,
I remember now, I go out just almost every night because before I go to my show at 7.
You like to go have a couple
like
before the
have,
show?
Well, I like to have a couple.
Now,
in a his glass of orange juice.
Yeah. In his defense, he uh-huh. does kind of fashion himself as like the Black Joe Namath.
Uh-huh.
And he is now having
Black
a co-host.
I can give me another. Oh, I got a new co-host.
Who's
coming.
Your co? You have a new co-host?
A lovely lady.
Emily Newman.
Have you guys seen her yet?
Cafe Napoli. She works at Cafe Napoli. We're bringing our orange. I wanted to get a female point of view.
Why don't you show the group the picture?
What happened to all your other hosts?
They're still there.
I mean, you've got like 5 or 6 of them. See, here's the deal. I think they all pay Charlie, so then he just turns around and gives that money to the station.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't have to come out of his pocket.
That's a pretty good one.
I love his correspondents, too. Skip Weber breaking down the NFL.
Joe oh, my
Fresh,
God.
His NHL correspondent. Who else is Moses? Is your
Moses on one night a week. He's on Tuesday. But Tom Wiley is very good. He's a hockey expert. He's there with me every night. And then I got the young kid that he works with, Joe Davis.
Joe's my guy. Who's your hockey expert?
Well, you are really.
Tom Wiley.
Fresh is on Monday.
Joe Fresh is actually coming on my show today. He's got to promote something.
Don't you have Berger on, too?
Matt Berger?
No, Matt Berger. That's right. Matt Berger's with
oh, my God.
Do you
too.
Have any white guests? Or?
They're all white.
They're all white.
They're all white.
I mean.
But I'm black enough for everybody.
Except Joe.
And then Moses.
Moses.
This is one of the pictures of her.
She looks like a lovely girl. And she, what would her particular area of
it's going to be from a woman's point of view.
Okay.
Because men have this, you know, extra sensory.
So you're like
attitude.
Oprah for men now? You're kind of branching out of sports?
No, it's going to be, she's going to have a, it's about issues and answers.
I
women
think
women
we
look at things a little bit different than men.
Because if you're a woman, you want to tune into Charlie's show to kind of get the perspective.
You know, if she was here, she'd make everyone well aware that they're just friends. It's nothing more than friends.
Well, no. It's
no, that's all it is.
There's nothing about that. This is a young lady now. Come on
make
now.
Sure you don't scare
come
her.
On now,
don't
come
ruin
on
her.
Now.
Don't do anything that you shouldn't
I'm
be doing.
She thinks I'm a fascinating person. That's why she's doing this. She's a lovely young lady, okay?
I think we should all...
I'm old enough to be her brother, not her father.
Oh, really? Okay. Don't you think we should all transition away from sports a little bit?
Oh, I agree.
I mean, sports just becomes...
Yeah.
Who wants to hear sports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when if you really want to hear it 24 hours a day, you already do. Because you can watch it all day long. You can read it all day long. You can go on Twitter.
Hey, Hall.
People want to feel comfortable. They want to be entertained. That's the direction radio has gone in.
Absolutely. You're right about that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Boy, and then
are you presenting a topic?
Thursday night, the Snooks is going to make the entire table. We're going to have her come
she's
by here
cute.
Maybe one Friday.
I like
That'd
her.
Be good.
Yeah,
in place of you or?
No. Nobody
in
can
addition
replace
to you?
Nobody can replace this cream. No one. Right, Andy? That's my guy, my little brother.
Oh, man.
So you guys were actually out the other night?
No.
No.
I just got back in town.
Oh, that's right. You
late
were in
Wednesday
night. Where?
Arizona.
And what did you do there?
Did a bunch of hiking in Sedona. Just enjoyed, took in the sun. Was up in Flagstaff hanging out, taking in Mother Nature, you know, living off the land. It was
and
beautiful.
The temperature was roughly?
In Flagstaff, it was in the 50s. It wasn't very warm, but it was actually warm for this time of year because you're up in the mountains, 7,000 elevation. But beautiful snow-capped peaks. Just an incredible, incredible scenery. We had a great house on 5 acres right across from the mountain. It was incredible. And a 20-minute drive down south to Sedona, we were in like 70-plus degree weather. It was amazing.
And you ate some good southwestern
ate
food?
Ate some great Mexican food.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That's neat.
Great coffee shops.
And you pulled your child out of school for it?
We took all three kids.
Now,
all of them.
They're all in school.
Well, Chloe's in elementary school, and little Ivy's in preschool, so we took her out of preschool.
That's
a good call. Ty doesn't go to school yet, and you know, it worked out because they would have missed 3 days, but they only missed two because in St. Louis, you get off for cold weather, and so they were off school on Wednesday.
I'm glad you brought that up. The governor of Kentucky got slammed this week because he said, you know, kids are too soft nowadays.
Yeah.
And I agree with him.
I agree with him, too.
I agree, man. Did you ever take off?
Oh, my God.
Oh, for cold weather?
Go? No. Hot weather neither. We would go. I don't care what the temperature was. We went to
the phone school. Rang. The phone rang at 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday.
School.
And it was the school district saying that school's going to start late. They didn't give a reason. They just said school will start late.
Why started late?
Yeah.
Because, well, they had a little bit of snow.
Traffic.
The only way you could rationalize it is if, like, there's
if it's dangerous with the buses and stuff
like
exactly.
that. Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want a kid sitting out there for
and
a long time.
And then in the summertime, we played ball when it was 100 degrees all day
now
long.
Kids don't even play outside.
No.
And they were ticked off that there's not air conditioning in the gym.
Right.
The one thing Charlie had in common, though, when he grew up with kids nowadays, he played touch football, flag football. Okay, so nowadays all the kids play flag football. They don't play tackle football. And you, in an era where nobody played flag football, played touch football.
Oh, boy.
Shut down corner right here.
You'll never meet another person his age who played touch football growing up, ever.
Frank knows this. Can you get him
in
some
the street,
damn,
in the grass?
You're
it
a producer.
Matter.
Can you get him some new material?
You are so
My
soft.
My material is new every
you are
5
so
minutes.
So soft.
All right. Speaking of material, how about NBA, that big trade where Porzingis ends up in Dallas, and you're hoping for the Knicks' sake that you're clearing all this cap space and you're bringing in a star to go with your first pick of the draft?
Well,
Zion Williamson, if it happens.
People don't realize this. I was told today he asked for a trade. He didn't even want to come around the organization. He said, get me out of here. That's okay. Let's get him out right now. Mm-hmm. So it was a good move that had to be made. Of course, cap space for Kevin Durant, maybe Kyrie Irving. And whomever, Anthony Davis, his agent, Paul, who's also the agent for LeBron James, has said, hey, whoever gets me, you're going to rent me for 1 year. Same way with Kawhi Leonard. I don't care what anyone says. He's a rental, whomever gets to Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. But the Boston Celtics, Danny Ainge is lurking back in the background.
Well, he's got all the chips to trade.
He's got 5 draft number one picks, and he's got Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
are you surprised by that? Are you surprised?
If he ends up there.
Because I know what the answer would be for you, Frank. But are you surprised that Tatum is on the table?
No, I'm not. I
for
mean,
Davis?
I know he's
for Davis.
Not at all. I mean, if you have a chance to get Davis, you have
then
to move.
That's what he's on.
There's, very few players in the league that would be untouchable.
And then
right?
There's
yeah.
an
NBA, a guy like Anthony
NBA
Davis.
Rumor going circulating, starting to circulate that New Orleans wants to move their franchise. And St. Louis could be one of the stops. Mm. And if that happens, Jason Tatum could be attracted to St. Louis. That's a rumor that's going to be very effective in the next few
months. You know, people always ask, would the NBA do well Well, it would do okay if
we
Jason
had a
Tatum
poll the other
team.
Night. Yeah. With the NBA, well, Owen Harden said years ago, never.
Yeah, with that said.
I think you said never, too, over the years
but
as
I'm
well.
Tell you
but I think
I'm,
it's changed now with the football leaving and whatever.
I found out something about the NBA left, and I said it left because of race and Ben Kerner.
Yeah, you've always said that.
I've always said it. I didn't know, did a little research, that the NBA, the attendance was so bad with the NBA, the Hawks, when they were here. That and Kim Tucci can verify this. They played their last few games at WashU. The attendance was so bad.
Wow! Mm-hmm. And then you know you can blame it on hockey because the Blues came here with a big splash.
Was
and
that the Solomon Brothers? Then
Solomon Brothers
family. Yeah.
But it also people will say, and I interviewed Onion about this. You started five black players. It was Lenny Wilkins, Lou Hudson, Bill Bridges, Zelmo Beatty. I mean, and St. Louis wouldn't support it. But
no, that's right. That's what I'm telling you.
Now you really believe it was because of race.
I think it was a combination of the Blues and this incredible momentum.
And race. People didn't want to see five black guys. There's the city of St. Louis, which we've known has been a racial type sound. Not trying to be negative. Would they support five black players running up and down the court with the new environment and the youth? I think the youth would support it.
Well, the youth.
But the youth don't
buy tickets. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
The NBA experience, if you've been to an NBA game, and Charlie, you probably haven't been to one ever.
No, he doesn't know. He can't spell NBA.
Because he hasn't left St. Louis at least 40 years. I don't know if you've ever been to a game.
You watch a game and you see all these black players. You think it's the NAACP, don't you?
And the exhibition games here don't count. So, but if you've been to an NBA game, it's a completely different experience than any other sporting event you'd go to. I mean, they're playing music. You got guys speaking on the PA system while the game is in play.
Let me tell you something. Up until 10 years ago, the NBA was one of the dullest things you can go to. Mm-hmm. But they have changed it around.
There was a gap
My
between,
producer
between
was at
Jordan
the Laker game the other night. Joe Davis, he attended the Laker game the other night.
Oh, my
he
gosh.
Said everyone. Yeah. He said the music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I even went to an uneventful New Jersey Net Washington Wizards game last month, and I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
Now, let me throw one thing at you.
You went to it, you said?
Yeah, I was in D.C.
You have a free ticket.
No, I actually had to buy. But they weren't outrageous. It was okay.
You still hurting?
But you know what?
But let me throw one thought at you real quick. It's the way this happens is you have to have some leader to make it happen. And I was with that leader last Saturday interviewing him and asking that question. And that's Dr. Richard Chavitz, who's a billionaire. Mm. And Chavitz is all on board.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he would be immensely behind this thing.
Even if you have to pay like your sixth best player like $19 million a year?
Well, he's
going to be more than that.
These guys make so much
money,
man.
That's what's so crazy. It's like the game I watched, I think I mentioned to you, is it Porter.
I was thinking
he makes $25 million a year, and he averages 13 points and like six boards.
No, exactly.
And there's a bunch of guys just like him.
Yeah, so, but it is crazy how much money they make. You know, you said that you really enjoyed the game. Like, I went and saw Michael Jordan play. I remember years ago, I went and did a story on Larry Hughes and Jahidi White playing with Michael Jordan for the Washington Wizards, and it was during the Olympic break back in 2002. And went out there. I was working at a different radio station at the time. And Michael Jordan scored the game time basket or the go-ahead basket with just a few seconds left. I mean, it came down to the wire, and then the Miami Heat ended up winning the game. But even with that, I mean, it was like a different experience for me. I wasn't all that. I was entertained with the game, but all the extracurricular, and I know it's changed even going back to 2002, I didn't think it was that great of a fan experience,
that's
personally.
What I've been
I
saying.
Thought it was boring as hell, man.
That's what I've been telling people. They don't understand. You got to go to certain teams, certain arenas.
But I think it's changed now over
with
the course
music,
of the last five,
it's much
six
better
years.
Now. You're talking
with
yes.
Adam
10
Silver
years ago.
And the players run this league.
More than that.
The players control what's happening. It's not like
Roger Goodell. Players control everything in the NBA.
Yeah, but Chuck, what you were talking about, the Brow going place for 1 year, if he went to L.A.,
no, that's why he's going somewhere else for 1 year. He was staying in L.A.
Yeah,
but they got to give up the farm, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, though. He's hurting his own leverage, at least the team's leverage, in terms of, you know, they don't owe Anthony Davis anything. Okay,
who is that?
The team he plays for.
But they got to get something in return.
Yeah, but exactly. But how much are you going to get in return in reality if he's going around saying, hey, I'm a rental? It's a one-year situation. If you're a GM on another team, why would you give up your entire roster to get a player that you're not going to have in 2 years?
Well, Leonard was the same way. Leonard told him, you're renting me. That's why Anthony Davis was fined $50,000 part of the way by the NBA also.
Yeah,
you'd never see that happen.
But, you know, so if you're a team, you're paying this guy $26 million a year, okay, and he's got a contract, and he's got term left on his contract. You're not just going to trade him wherever he wants to go and let him dictate how this goes.
Well,
I mean, that's ridiculous,
nowadays,
man. And so if you're a GM with any type of you-know-what, that you're not going to let him control the situation. And you're not going to – hey, you'll trade him wherever you get the best return value.
But the player is going to control it at the bitter end. It's what the player wants. Because he right now – can he turn down a trade? Yeah, he can.
He can.
Let me ask you this. If you're the Knicks, would you trade the first overall pick for Anthony Davis involved in as part of the package?
He's going to have to give up more than the first round
pick.
That's
not enough.
First overall.
They got to give up more than that. That ain't enough.
No, I know. I'm saying it's part of a package.
That would be wild if the Knicks were good again and they got.
The league would love that.
Yeah. And they got Zion Williamson.
Who's the better player?
With Durant.
Who's the better player 6-7 years from now, Anthony Davis or Zion Williamson? I mean, are you confident?
Oh, I'd still
are you
go
confident
Anthony
to say 100% Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a rim protector.
There's a chance Zion's going to be really special.
No, you don't. You don't.
No rim
protector. It's a rare breed, man.
But as we talk about 7-footers, by the way, did you see what Embiid did last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To DeMarcus Cousins, he just destroyed
him. Cousins, he's rusty, man. He's just trying to get his game back.
Yeah, but Embiid does that to a lot of people.
He does.
Yeah, he's so good.
Boy.
He may be the best center in the game right now because Davis is injured. So, which I'll say.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, let's take a short timeout. When we come back, I want to get Andy's take. The Blues about to begin the stretch drive and who will be the goaltender down the stretch. Andy and Charlie, we're broadcasting live from Kingside Diner. Do want to tell you that Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific university. Everybody loves it. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. We'll be right back.